Okay, today's daf Samach Dalet, but we're still on Samach Gimel Amid Beis. We are up to Ravina Omar, but just to review, the Gemara asked a question. The question was that we had a meir from a pasuk tell me that you're not that a meir from a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to use a seir la'azazel that's less than 8 days old. There was a meir from a pasuk that told me that rule. The Gemara asked, it's like in the top third of the daf. The Gemara asked, Taima, the whole reason why you're not allowed to use a carbon for La'azazel that's less than 8 days old is the Rabbi Rachmana, because there's a limud from a pasuk. Ha, lo Rabbi, if not for that ribui, hava mina, I would have thought, Seir ha-mishtaleach, kodesh b'mechusar zman, that a Seir mishtaleach would have been good if it less than 8 days old. So the Gemara asks, how can that be possible? The only way you can have a valid goral is if both of them could be a carbon. Because we don't know which one's going to be for Hashem. So if both of them could be a carbon, that's what I need. So how can it be possible? How can the Gemara think, if not for a pasuk, that I could use a baby animal for the Lazazel? Both of them have to be fit to be Lashem. That was the Gemara's question from yesterday. So he said that who's the author? It's Rav Shimon, who holds, what did Rav Shimon say? That if one dies, then you replace the animal without a goral. That's what Rav Shimon said yesterday. Fine. Right? If one dies, what happens if the Lazagel dies? You replace it, you don't do a goral. So you can have a possibility of using a baby, less than 8 days old. And we answer no, the pasuk comes and tells me don't do that. No. What if the Azazel dies? So we've said all along, you bring two more, make another goral, and then one goes to pasture. Right? And the Gemara is going to ask today which one goes to pasture. But Rav Shimon doesn't hold that. He holds it. The Azazel dies, so bring one animal. What are you bringing two for? You had a goral already. So therefore, you could have a situation where I would possibly think that I could use an animal less than 8 days old. That was Rav Shimon. Ravina Amar, now we pick up where we left off. Ravina Amar. Rina has another example. You know what the case is? Kigon, for example. Shehumam, the Azazel got a mum. The Azazel got a mum. V'chillo al acher. And he transferred and he bought another one. He bought another one. So again, you could have a situation where you're not making a goral. You're not making a goral. And I would think, now that I'm not making a goral, and I have to replace the Azazel, can I use someone less than 8 days old? The answer is no, you can't. Why not? The pasuk says so. Now, umanat timra, the pasul be mumma. How do I know that I can't use a mum, an animal that has a mum for Lazazel? Why not? After all, this is not a carbon, really. So why can't I use it? Why can't I use an animal that has a mum? So the Gemara says, Tanya, it's learned out of psukim. It says, v'ishe lo sitnu mehem, elu hachalavim. That you can't elu hachalavim, you can't use any animal that has a mum. That's for burning of the fats. Ainli elakulan. So I only know that I can't burn all of them. Miktasan minai. What about a partial burning of fats if there's a mum there, or even partially? Talmud lomar mehem. Nothing. No mum. No bal mum. Nothing doing on involved the karbanos. No mum at all. Mizbeach, Zrikas Damim. The Mizbeach includes is a reference to Zrikas Hadam. Lashem is Lorabos Seir Mishtaleach. And the word Lashem includes the Seir Mishtaleach. It has no part, no mum, no animal with a mum, not for the Zrikas Hadam, not for the burning fat, nothing doing. Even the Seir Mishtaleach. It's not a true, genuine carbon. It's not a true, genuine carbon. It's not a real carbon. However, no mums. So, let's say gets a mum. You have to replace it. But I would have thought that maybe I could replace it with an animal less than 8 days old. After all, it is no goral, and it's not really a carbon. That's why the Gemara yesterday learned out of a pasuk, you can't do that.
So is under 8 days considered a what, or is it just pasuk?
No, it's mechusar zman. It's considered mechusar zman. We're going to have more of it on Amud Aleph. It's considered mechusar zman. Now, the Gemara just says, v'eisbrach l'michtav balmum, v'eisbrach l'michtav mechusar zman. It was necessary to learn that a Azazel can't have a mum, and it was also necessary to learn that a Azazel can't be mechusar zman. It can't be less than 8 days old. because each one I wouldn't have been able to learn each one from the other by itself without both of them. The Kasser Rachmana Mechusar's Man, had the Torah only mentioned the Mechusar's Man, I would have thought only that's a problem. Why? Mishum d'lom atiz mani. It's not ready to be a carbon yet. The Zman didn't come. Aval balmum, but a balmum, the matiz mani, it's applicable to be a carbon. It's over the 8 days old, so it has a mum. So we said it's a big deal. It's not a carbon anyway. Amalo, maybe a balmum is not excluded, and you could use a balmum. Therefore, the Torah has to tell me, no, you can't use a balmum. V'i kasher rachmana balmum. Had the Torah only written balmum, I would have thought only a balmum is excluded. You know why? Mishum de moeth. Balmum, it's not appropriate, it's moeth. Moeth means disgusting, right? Moeth. It's not appropriate to deal in God's work with an animal that's lame. That's not right. That's not right. Aval bad b'chutz man. So it's only 7 days old. Delo moes, nothing moes about it. Right? Okay. The Torah says it has to be 8 days old, but there's no moes about it. So ema lo. So I would think maybe it's okay here. You know what? After all, it's not a carbon. As we said, for chulin, it could be less than 8 days old. Right? It could be. It's not a problem. Like the Gemara even talks about on yontif, if you want to shecht an animal that was just born because it's very tender. So you see, you're right. And the whole question was about chulin, yontif. So for chulin, it doesn't have to be 8 days old. Only karbanos. This is not a carbon. So talmud lo tzricha. I would think it's not excluded. Therefore, we need a special limud for both of them. That's Ravina's answer. How on earth it's possible to come up with a case where I can replace the azazel and think it could be less than 8 days old? Listen to Rava. Rava has another answer. Rava Amar. You know what the answer is? Kigon, for example. Shahayu lo chole besoch beso. Somebody was sick. Now, although we're trying to point out, even if somebody wasn't sick, this will be the same case. Listen to the case. Somebody was sick. Vishachat imo biyom hakipurim. And the mother of the Azazel, you shechted it on Yom Kippur to provide food for the chole. Once you shecht the mother, it's an unrelated issue. You're not allowed to shecht a mother and a child in the same day. Oso v'yezbeno, you're not allowed to do that. You went ahead and shechted the mother. So Rava says, what's the case? Why are you shechting the mother? Why are you slaughtering an animal on Yom Kippur? Why are you doing that? So we don't care why. It makes no difference what your reason is. It could be you're a mummer. It could be it's lahachis. It doesn't make a difference. Rava says, you know why you're doing it? Because you have a hole in the house. It's a sakanas defashis. The person's going to die. If the other person doesn't eat meat, the person's going to die. Right? Rav is coming up with a reason where you're not a Rasha. We don't want to make that. We don't want. Right? But the Gemara doesn't talk about Rishayim. The Gemara talks about, listen, the guy's a chola. He has no choice. It would be the same din if the guy was not a chola. And he's just doing it, Stami's bored on Yom Kippur. It wouldn't make a difference. But Rav wants to find a nice way that this is happening and there's no avera being done. Right? If someone says sakanas defashis, it's not an avera to slaughter, it's a mitzvah. Right, save the guy's life. So that's what's going on. Shehayelo chola besoch beis. So there's a chola in the house. V'shachat imo biyom hakipurim. And you slaughtered the mother on Yom Kippur. Therefore, what'd you do to the baby? You made the child goat, you made it into a mechusar zman. Because it can't be slaughtered today. You have to wait till tomorrow. Because you can't slaughter them both on the same day. So you have converted this animal into mechusas man. It's not less than 8 days old. It could be older, but it's a similar mechusas man issue. And I would have thought if you did that, I could bring it anyway. After all, it's not really a carbon. The Torah says no. You can't bring the child on the as a seir mishdaleach on the same day if you slaughtered the mother already. That's what this pasuk is talking about. So the Gemara asks, "V'chihai gavna mi aser?" Wait a minute, is that an iser? Is it really aser? What are you doing? Lo sishchetu amar rachmana. The Torah says you can't slaughter both on the same day. That's slaughtering here, throwing it off a cliff. Why can't I do that? What? What? So the Gemara is going to answer. V'holav shchitihi. Right? This is not shchit. But lo sishchetu. This is not shchita. It's not shchita. So why can't I take the animal and throw it off the cliff? It's not shchita. Shchita, I understand. So the Gemara answers, Amirah Rava, Dichiyaso Lutzuk, Zuhi Shchitaso. Throwing it off the cliff is considered its Shchita. It's the equivalent of Shchita. The Minchas Chinuch asks, then maybe you should be allowed to eat it. Right? Shchita. He leaves the Petzarach here. He says it should be no different than Malika. Malika is not Shchita for a bird. And since it's in the Beit HaMikdash and has its own rules and regulations and procedures, that's edible. Ah, it's not Shchita. No, the Malika is the Shchita. I think the Kahana maybe. Yeah. But that's because it's Kachem. Kahana still have to keep the walls of Kashrus. That's because it's Kachem. So here, if this is a Shchita, the answer is that they don't mean it's a Shchita in that respect. It's not Shchita Lagabi eating. That's not what it's Shchita regarding. It's Shchita regarding this din. Yes, it fits under the formal category of Shchita that you can't bring the mother and the mother and the child on the same day. That's what it is. Probably it's not a technical Shchita or Kedasvik din that you can not mutal achila.
No, but then only something until now that the Sola was not real karma.
Right.
But now we're saying that throwing off the Shchita maybe it is a real karma.
Right, it's this quasi...
In one respect, not the other.
Right, it's a quasi-carbon. It's a quasi-carbon. Okay, that's that. So we're done with that discussion, now we move on. So, the Mishnah had said, Im shel shem meis, zesha ala olav. What happened? You have a pair. You have pair number one. It's not harsh, it's a little complicated. You have pair number one. Pair number one consists of two animals, a lashem and lazazel. Let's say the lashem dies. The Lashem dies. So what do? We bring another pair, and we say, Lashem, I'm going to do another lottery now, and whichever one comes up for Hashem is going to replace the Lashem that died, and now I have two Lazazels. Which one do I bring Lazazel? Right, the Mishnah had said, one goes Lazazel, and one goes to pasture. Which one goes Lazazel, which one goes to pasture? That's going to be a machlokas. So Amar Rav, Rav says as follows: Shnei Sheni Shebezug Rishon, the second one of the first pair, meaning the one that didn't die from the first pair, that one Yakriv, that's the one Yamakriv. Sheni Shebezug Sheni, the extra one from the second pair, that Yireh, that you send out the pasture to look at some more. So in the case I just gave you, it doesn't make a difference which one died. In the case I just gave you, the first Lazazel, that's going to be the one Lazazel. The second Lazazel, that's the one that's going to go pasture. That's what Rav holds. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan says, just the opposite. Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yireh, the second one of the first pair, that one goes to pasture. Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yakriv, the second one of the second pair, that's the one you bring. Which one is it? So the Gemara says, "B'mayka mislagi." So what are they arguing about? What's the root here of the machlokas? So the Gemara says, "Rav Savar, Rav holds, Balei Chayim Eina Nidachim. Live things don't become rejected." Which means as follows: if it has to become rejected, it becomes rejected. So, for example, let's say you had two goats. One's Lashem, one's Lazazel. The Lazazel dies. By the Azazel dying, you have now rejected Lashem too, because it needs a pair. You have to have both. They have to be together. So it's rejected. What do you do now? You bring another pair. Once I bring another pair, I'm going to do this again, Lashem, Lazazel. Once I have a connecting animal, the first one gets reinstated. It was rejected for a while. It was not able to be brought for a while. But once I fixed that problem, it is able to be brought. So I bring the first one. But we're going to say, holds like Rabbi Yossi, that you go after the first one, like we had. Rishon, we go follow the Rishon. That's what the Gemara is going to say in a few minutes. Why not? I go back to the first one. For Rabbi Yochanan Safri, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Balei Chayim Nidachim. No, live animals pushed off. That's it. Once it becomes off, it's off. Once the Lazazel dies, that Lashem now can't be brought. It can never be brought. Therefore, that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Once it's dichui, once it's rejected, it's rejected forever. And even though it's going to theoretically get revived, it doesn't make a difference. Once it's rejected, it's rejected.
According to Rob, what's the status then of the animal, the second that you're not using? That's not dichui.
What? The animal, the second. Yeah, so that goes to get a mum.
Is that
dichui? I don't know what it's called technically, but you're going to let it pasture. You don't need it. The Gemara's going to ask that question. The Gemara's going to answer because Rabbi Yossi about Rishon. That's the Gemara's going to ask that question. Now, my time at the Rav, what is Rav's reason? Why does Rav say that it gets revived? It's having me, it's so difficult to understand. He says, the Yalas mi Mechusas man. He loses it out of Mechusas man. What's Mechusas man? You have an animal less than 8 days old. That what? Mechusas man. If it's less than 8 days old, right now it's not eligible to be brought because it's only 3 days old. But kihadar mitzvah shaper dummy. But in a few days it's going to be eligible. So too, right now the Lashem can't be brought because the other will die. But in a few minutes you're going to bring another pair. It's going to go back. So you see, there's a precedent for such a thing. So the Gemara Hachanami here also loshna, no different. Right, it's rejected, but it's going to be able to be brought back. So Gemara says, "Me dummy, can you compare that? Can you compare this to Mechusas man? Hasam lo it's chazi klal. It's never eligible at all. It's too young. It was never eligible. It was never eligible. How can it's apples and oranges? Hach over here near v'nidcha. It was appropriate, but it got nidcha. Not comparable at all. Think about it. What was the Havamina? This should be the same case. So Gemara says, you're right. That's not a good source. Ella, what's the source? Hainu time with the Rav. This is the source of Rav. The Yalif mi Balmum Over. He learns it out from a case of a Balmum Over. What's a Balmum Over? A Balmum Over is an animal that has a temporary mum. Temporary mum? As long as it has a temporary mum, it's not appropriate. Once the mum goes away, then the status as a carbon comes back. So you see, it's exactly what Rav says. I have a case where it was good, it became no good for a while, and then it became good again, and that's good. You have an animal, had a mum, a temporary mum, not a permanent one. So the mum, I'm waiting for it to go away, I'm waiting for the animal to heal. Once it heals, the animal, the status as a carbon comes back. So no, because Mechusas man never was appropriate. It never had a time of being good.
But it's also a case of over, because in 5 days it's going to be okay.
Yeah, but we're talking, but here it was good, then no good, then good. Mechusas man is no good, then good. You never had a time period when it was good. So it's not parallel. That's what the Gemara rejected. But here, by Bal Mum Over, it was good, it got a mum, and then it becomes good again. Right? Bal Mum Over, La Bafagaf Delo Chazi Hashta, right now it's no good, has a mum, but Ki hadar mixi shafer dummy. In a few days, a few weeks, a few months, it's gonna get better. It's gonna become good. Hachanami here too, loshna, should be no different. So therefore, if the animal is good, then the azazel dies, which renders this animal now no good. Then when I bring a second pair, it becomes good again, because it has a match. So based on mum over, Rav holds his din. Now, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the case of mum over? Right? Now, one second, before we get to that, we're going to answer this question. V'hasam minalon, how do you know such a din is mum over? How do you know such a thing, that if a mum is temporary, it's good? How do you know? So the Gemara says it's derived from a pasuk. It says, diksiv, ki mashchasam bohem mum bom. Right? That it's mashchasam means it's corrupt. Meaning it's rejected. The mum is rejected. Meaning don't bring an animal with a mum. That's what the Torah says. If it has a mum, I'm not interested. So the Gemara says, mum bum hu delo yirtzu. If the mum is in it, meaning it's permanent, then you can't bring it for a carbon. Ha over mum, yirtzu. But if the mum is passing, it's a temporary mum, it would be okay. So you see such a rule of mum over. So that rule of mum over carries over the idea, the reasoning behind it, is no different than what's going on Yom Kippur. As it goes for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, once it's rejected, what happens to it? Once it's rejected, it becomes rejected forever. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Right? Once you have a pair of the seer mishtaleach at the seir l'Hashem. Once one of them dies, that's it. It's over. What about mum over? Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with mum over. No, he agrees with mum over. It's a pasuk. So then, why should mum over be different than what our case of Yom Kippur? So that's what the Gemara asks now. For Rabbi Yochanan, miut rachmana bohem bohem. There's a miut in the pasuk there. Bohem. Heim hu delo. Heim hu dechi av amum yirtu. Only by a balmum. Only by this case do we have such a rule that a mum over will become okay. But hakol dechuyin. But everything else, hawel v'nidche nidchu. Once it becomes nidche, once it becomes rejected, it stays rejected forever. I mum over. That's a special case. Torah says so. There's a special miut there. Only by mum over do you have this reinstating of the animal. Any other time, you don't. Now, v'rav, what does Rav do with that miut? He says that it's not limited to ba mum over. Any time there's a rejection and a reinstatement, it's okay. So what does he do with that miut? V'rav, hahu behem b'inyanahu delo mirtu. Rav uses that miut to tell me, only if the Baal Mum is by itself, only if the animal Mum is by itself, is there a din that it can't be brought. But Ha'ayde Taruvos Mirtu. But if there's a mixture, it'll be okay. Kiditnan, like we learned as follows. Avarim Tamimim. If you have Avarim, limbs from good animals, good animals. Be'avarim Bali Mumin. They got mixed up with limbs of Bali Mumin. They got mixed up. So Rabbi Elezer says, Im Karav Harosh Shal Echad Behem. If you already brought one, Yakrivu Kol Haroshim Kulam. Bring them all. Kirov Shal Echad Behem. If you brought one of the innards of one of them, Yakrivu Kol Kirov Kulam. Bring them all. Meaning, you have a mixture here. Some are Balmom, some are good. Right? So shouldn't we say, Sofet Daraisa L'chumra? Don't burn any of them? So Rashi explains, no, you know what's going on here? The Isser Doraisa is only when it's by itself. If it's not by itself, there's no Isser Doraisa. What is there? Is it Isser Darabanan? We don't want you to don't be involved in mums. Don't be involved. Don't have them around. Don't be involved. What is the Torah Aser? The Torah Aser is only if it's by itself. That's what the Miyad is. Bahem. Only by itself. If there's a mixture, it's not Doraisa. Darabanan said it's still Aser because we don't want you being involved with mums. Don't have them around. It's just going to leave the problems. But since it's a Doraisa, Sofek Darabanan Lekula. I'm saying since it's not a Doraisa anymore, now it drops to a level of Darabanan, Sofek Darabanan Lekula. You have a mixture, burn them all. Burn them all. And that's what Rav holds. Rav holds like this. Rabbi Yochanan, you learn from this miyot that only a mum over is special. Only a mum over can be reinstated. Rav says, no, that's not what it tells me. Any rejection can be reinstated. What does the miyot tell me? Only if it's by itself. If it's a mixture, bring it all. The Chachamim Omer, no. Afilu krevu kulan chutz me'achad mehen. Even if you brought them all, except for one, there's one left. There's 20 of them. You brought 19. You have one left. Yatzel beis ha'sreifa. Don't bring it on the mizbeach. Maybe that's the one. He's in hold for this whole differentiation, the rice and the rabbanon, by itself, not by itself. Right? He apparently agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. So you have one left. Maybe this is the rice. So if the rice of the chumra, you brought 19, it's probably not the one. It's suffering.
But don't we say about Shabbos, it depends on if it's liquor or not.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you can tell.
So you can't tell, they all look the same. You can't tell. Maybe this is the one that doesn't belong, maybe this is the one from the Baal Mom. So what do you do? Don't bring it on the Mizbeach. He doesn't agree that it drops to a level of a Darabanan if it's by itself. He doesn't agree with that. But Rav does. So that's what Rav does with that pasuk. Now, the Idach. What does Rabbi Yochanan? How does Rabbi Yochanan? So maybe Rabbi Yochanan might not disagree with Rabbanan, but how? Maybe he would even if you want to say that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with this rule, he'll still say that a mum over is the only exception. But maybe he agrees that if it's a mixture, it would be okay. Where would he? How would he agree with that? Nafkalei mi bum bohem. It could have said bum, but it's an extra hay bohem. That might tell me that a bal mum that gets mixed up could be okay, even if you want to say that. And the idach, what does Rav do with that extra hay? Bam bahem lo darush. He doesn't learn that extra hay. So we're all squared away.
Is move over really analogous to the case where one animal dies? Move over, so the animal has an inherent defect.
Right.
If it gets better, it's fine. Here, the Lashem HaZos only have their status is affected by the other one. And once the connection's gone, how do you know it's suddenly probably an animal? There's no more connection. How do you know you can reinstate?
Right, how do you know you can reinstate it? Because it's not inherently the animal. Right, but there's a connection between the two of them. They have to be together. Right, it's not to say...
You have a new goal.
Right.
What establishes the connection between the new animal?
So maybe the Gemara is asking is your question, maybe. Which, if not, ask me again, because so the Gemara asks, Ularav, this is what we asked you before, Ularav, Nehi, that it's true, Nami Debali Chayim Enri Dachid, it's true that the animal now is not rejected, and by bringing the second Gorel, you've reinstated the first animal, that's true, Eboy Hai Nakriv, Eboy Hai Nakriv. So bring either one. Why do you have to bring the first one? Why are you forced to bring the first one? Why? Just either of them can be good. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Rav, Savolok Rav Yossi. Rav holds like Rav Yossi, the Amar who says, Mitzvah Barishon. It's a mitzvah with the first one that comes to your hand. Right? All those unusual nafkuminas, right? Tefet Torah, Mezuzah, Brismila, not Brismila, Chanukah. Now, hi Rav Yossi, which Rav Yossi? So the same Gemara as a few days ago, just one variation. Which Rabbi Yossi? When did Rabbi Yossi say that you should use the first mitzvah? Inema Rabbi Yossi de kupos. If it's Rabbi Yossi by the boxes of shkalim, that not like we learned in shkalim a few days ago, shalosh kupos, shalosh to in. There were three boxes, and each box had a sa. Shebohen tormenes halishka, and that's how they would draw money out of the lishka to spend it. The kosev lehen aleph beis gimel, and each one was written aleph beis gimel. V'tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, lama kosev lehen aleph beis gimel? Why do they have to be labeled? They have three boxes. Why do you have to write aleph beis gimel? So he said, Leida ezem and nitron was rishon. So you should know which one was first. Lahavi haimena rishon. So you should bring that one first. Shemitzvah berishon. The first people that donated, those are the first mitzvah. Use those first. That's why they write aleph on it. And then beis and gimel are the later ones. So you see, that's a mitzvah of rishon. So the Gemara answers, no, Dilma Shiny Hasa. Maybe that case of Shkalim is not the same. You know why? Dibo Idna is Chazi Kamaisa, Lo is Chazi Basraisa. Because at the time you want to use the first money, the second money is not even available. So you have no choice but to use the first one. What are you going to say? Well, I have a choice between A and B, so I'll use A. No, there is no B yet. The money didn't come yet. The money's not Kodesh yet. So you have no choice, you have to use A. It's not a raya that Rishon comes. That Rishon's better than not Rishon. It's not raya. It could be there's only Rishon, nothing else available. Here, that's not the answer. Here, Rashi points this out. It's like a long Rashi here. What he says is, the moment that you bring the second pair, that reinstates the first animal. So the animals are available at the exact same moment.
But how? Like, how do they connect?
What?
Normally, right, you have the lottery, then
right.
It does, and then they're fine. You have your pair. Here, it's a separate lottery.
Right.
It's connected to an animal
that
has nothing to do with it.
Right, I hate your question. It must be that somehow it reinstates it, just by virtue that it was always around. We'll keep on going. The question might get answered, just by the flow. Ella, so where did Rabbi Yossi say that he prefers Rishon? Ella, where is it? Rabbi Yossi, the Pesach. The case he had by the Karban Pesach, the Tanya, Hamafresh Pischo of Ovid. If somebody, you know, he designates the Karban Pesach and then he loses it, the Hifresh Achar Tachtav, and then he finds it again, and he buys another one, V'achar Kach Nimtza HaRishon, and then he finds the first one, the Hareshneim Omdin, and they're both available. Ze Ezimim Shir to Yaakov. You can bring either one you want. Dibre Chachamim. That's the Chachamim. And Rashi points out, let's say this all happened before Chatzos. You lost it, you've got another one, you find it, all happens before Chatzos. At Chatzos, the moment that it's eligible, you have two. Even then, Rabbi Yossi Omer Mitzvah Barishon. Even then, same thing over here, as I said before, both animals become mutter at the exact same moment. The minute you do the second lottery, that reinstates the first animal. Till you do the second lottery, the first animal is not reinstated. So they become available at the same exact second. Which one should I use? I can do it, right? Which one should I use? Rav says like Rabbi Yossi, use the first one. Use the first one. But the im haya hasheni muvchar mimenu, if the second one is better, then hivienu, bring the second one. Bring the second one. Fine. Now, and by the way, that's one of the Rishonim, I forgot who it was, pointed out. Then we would use the second one if the second one was better. I mitzvah berishon. Yeah, but better trumps that. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava said, Deka masnithan kavase derav. Our Mishnah seems to be like Rav. Our Mishnah seems to be like Rav. The Gemara will explain why. Ubraisa, and there's a Braisa out there, which we haven't said yet, but that Braisa, Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. That seems to flow with Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Masnisin Kavase de Rav, how does the Mishnah seem to go with Rav? Diktoni, because the Mishnah said, Im shall shame mace, if the one for Hashem died. So the Mishnah said, Zesha Allah, Allah Hagore, Allah Hashem, Yitzkayim Tachtov. The one for Hashem, the second one, will replace the first one. What about Lazazel? The Mishnah doesn't say a word. V'iduch, what about the other one? Lazazel. Kidikoikoi, stays where it is. Meaning, the first one. The Lazazel of pair number one is brought with the Lashem of pair number two. That's what Rav holds. That's what the Mishnah seems to say. Because the Mishnah says, if the Shem died, then you're doing a new Gorul? Yeah, and the second one will replace the first one. And what about the Lazazel? That doesn't get replaced. No. The Mishnah could have said, and they both replace. They both replace. And then I would know that the first one goes to Pastor. Since the Mishnah doesn't say that, it must mean the Mishnah fits with Rav. The Gemara doesn't have a better reason why the Mishnah fits with Rav.
I don't understand
it either way. What? Right, the Gemara is going to have a better reason why the Mishnah fits with Rav. Just... hold on. A few minutes. Now, what about the Braisa? What about this Braisa? We didn't mention it yet. Braisa Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. How? Diktani. Because the Braisa says as follows. Shani, the second pair. Eini Yodea, the second animal. Eini Yodea, I don't, the replacement. Eini Yodea, I don't know. Im Shani Shevizung Rishon. Should it be the one from the first pair? The one that didn't die? Im Shani Shabazuk Shani. Should it be from the second pair? What happened? Let's say the Shem died. So the Azazel, the Shem died. So then you bring a new pair. Which Azazel do you bring? The first one or the second one? Rav says the first one. This Braisa says, I don't know. Which one did I bring? The first Azazel or the second Azazel? I don't know. Any of that, I don't know. Kishu Omer, when it says Yomad Chai, when it says Yomad Chai, that it's the animal standing alive. V'lo shechaveiro meis. Not that the other one died. So therefore, that's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. My mashma, how is that a raya? So the Gemara says, you know what it means? Yomod chai. The animal should be alive right now. V'lo shekvar amad. Not that it was always alive. So what does that mean? That means, if your pair number one, Lashem dies, the Azazel that's waiting there, it's always standing there. It's always been there. Now I have to do a new Goral. I do a new Goral. So the Shem died. So the second Shem for sure goes to Hashem. Now the Gemara says, this Braisa says, the Yomad Chai means it's standing here right now, only right this minute. Not that it's been there for the past 2 hours, waiting around. So therefore, the first Lazazel goes to Pastor. And the second Lazazel is the one that you use. What? Yomar Chai means it's Chai right now. Not that it's always been Chai. If it's always been Chai, then it wouldn't say Yomar Chai right now. I don't know, maybe it would say something else. In the present, maybe in a different tense.
But
to indicate.
As we
live together, right. At the same moment right now. Not that it's always been there. So it's been hanging around for 3 hours while they went to get another Goral. That doesn't count. Therefore, I have a new pair. Therefore, I bring the bowl from the second pair. And whichever one's alive from the first pair, that goes out to pasture. So this Braisa seems to support Rabbi Yochanan.
How about in Mavir al-Litzel, if you take the second as well?
What? So right, there's a concept of Mavir al-Litzel, but here, this whole procedure throws everything out the window, that's all. It's just a procedure. So this new procedure, everything we've done before is out the window. It's not a question of Mavir al-Litzel, this is the mitzvah.
Okay, but the first Azazel, really...
What? But he learns out of a pasuk.
I
hear you, but it got ruined, and he's stuck. That's all. What can you do? It happens. Life happens. Things happen. Now, remember in the Mishnah, there was a Rabbi Yehuda out there. Rabbi Yehuda said two things. He said that I hold whichever one you're going to pasture. There's no pasture here. It's just like a chatos right, we said that, let's say a regular person, and he brings the chatas, and then he loses it. So he brings another one. What do you do with the first chatas? It goes to die. Not that it goes to pasture. You lock it up in a room, wait for it to die. It's halacha moshe v'sinai. But by the tzibur, we said there's no such thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there is such a thing. Even by the tzibur, you let it die. That's the first thing he argued on. The second thing he argued on was a very interesting thing, which we did it very quickly. He said, where's that Mishnah? He said, V'od Amar Bihuda, Nishvach Adam, let's say the blood spills, the blood of the Seal Hashem spills, what do you, then you have to bring another one. So what do? Yomus HaMishtaleach. You let the Seal Azazel die. Meis HaMishtaleach, if the Azazel died, Yishvach Adam, pour out the dam. So, now the Gemara says as follows. 1 minute. V'od Amar Yehuda. The Gemara is not quoting from the Mishnah. V'od Amar Yehuda. Nishvach Adam, Yomus HaMishtaleach. Meis HaMishtaleach, Yishvach Adam. Right? Bishlom Alar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Baal Chayim Nidachin. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Baal Chayim, once it's rejected forever. That makes sense. Mishum Hachi Yomus HaMishtaleach. That makes perfect sense. Right? If the blood spills, what happened? The Azazel's no good now. Therefore, you let it die. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says. That makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. El Rav, but according to Rav, Dharma who says, Bali Chayim Einu Nidachin. That doesn't get rejected. So, am I Yomus HaMishtaleach? Why do you have to let it die? What's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? Right, what's wrong with it? We said, bring another animal, and it gets reinstated. If it'll make it die. What for? So the Gemara answers, you're right. I'm a look Rav, a libra de Yehuda, look Amina. I don't hold like a Yehuda. Right? Ki Amina, a libra de Rabbanon. How's the Rabbanon? As we can see in a minute, that's what they're arguing about. That's what this machlokas is about between the Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Is that the rule or not? So Rav holds, I hold like the Tanakhama. You don't do that. Next. Now, Bishlom al-Rav. Rav makes sense. Baha Pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. That's what they're arguing about. El Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds, once it's dichui, Baha Pligi. What are they arguing about? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's always dichui. No, so what? No, because then if that were the case, that could have been satisfied. But according to Rashi explains, that would have been satisfied by the first half of the machlokas. Somehow, they go hand in hand. And you can't say it's the same thing. Rashi says, Bishlam, where is it? Rashi over here says, El Rab Yochanan, the Amar Rabbanan Nami, B'shnei Shebezug Rishon, Amr Yiru, B'mai Peligir Yehuda Alayo, B'hach Sefer Diktani V'od. So why does the Sefer have to say, they argue on 2 points. One, what do you do with the animal? Is it get a pasture or not? And va'od, a second machlokas.
What if it goes to pasture, goes to die? Is it still
being... I know, but apparently the Rashi held it, they were hand in hand, and there would be no reason for the second machlokas to have taken place. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan makes no sense. Why are they arguing twice? So the Gemara, I hear the question, it's a good question, it's a very difficult line, but the Gemara answers, Amar Ravas says, Hamrinan Dekah Masisa Kavasi de Rav. That's why I told you the Mishnah goes like Rav. I told you that, right? I told you that the Mishnah goes like Rav. Which is what I said before, there's a better raya. Assuming, as the Gemara does, that the Machlokes, that the two issues of Rabbi Yehuda are the same. So according to Rav, it makes sense. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't make sense. Rav says, I told you the Mishnah's like Rav. And, okay, we'll stop here. A little bit more. And we go on to other discussions. By the way, we are getting to Agadah this week. So it's been a little bit of a hard week, but it's going to get a little easier over the rest of the next few days.